gangs of galvanized gladiators are gearing up to transform this load of old rubbish into victorious vessels.
Grab hold of your life vests and hang on to your hats for one of our raciest challenges yet. We'll be asking our teams to draw on all their nautical nous to build super slick speedboats.
First up, a brave band of bobbies from the Hampshire Constabulary, the Cops and Bodgers.
Their opponents should put up a good fight. Three medieval battle enthusiasts from Yorkshire, the Jousters.
Jousters!
Yay!
Cops and Bodgers!
Yay!
Welcome aboard, me hearties. You better find your sea legs, because your challenge is to snap together surf-busting, spine-chillingly fast speedboats.
Yes, teams. To power through to the semi-finals, you'll need to notch up the knots and skim over the waves in double quick time. When the wrecking ball bashes the boat, you've got just 10 hours to get things shipshape and Bristol fashion.
Wait for it, wait for it.
Go!
come on.
To get the Cops and Bodgers shipshape, we've press-ganged million-pound boat designer Stuart Edwards. He's a seasoned sailor, but can he make waves on a scrap heap?
Beefing up the Yorkshire Jousters is Adam Younger. Adam designs and builds a wide range of high-speed boats.
Well, what do you think, guys?
Well, I think it's going to be a good build, this one.
We need a boat and an engine.
We need a hull.
The Jousters are more at home with horses and longbows.
And ride!
Captain Tom and his merry men, Scotty and Sparky, darted through the first round with a giant crossbow that landed them right on target.
Our boys in blue are ready to react to any challenge. Captain Big Andy and fellow officers Andy and Les used their long arm of the law in the last round to blow away the opposition.
Yeah!
Right.
Today, the cops have been challenged to design a speedboat, and their response sounds fast and furious.
So, I think we're going to probably go for something like maybe a hydroplane or something like that.
Yeah?
So, you have a plan shape, like a centre sort of section, like, which would be rectangular.
Yeah.
And then we have some sponsons to keep the thing from flipping over and stuff.
That fast?
Yeah. It's going to be wicked.
The boys in blue are going for a daring high-tech design, the hydroplane. They plan to use a lightweight car roof as a swift, slim-down hull. They'll power it with a medium-sized engine, which will drive a powerful propeller. To make it stable at high speed, they'll add floats, or sponsons, to each side of the hull. If they get the power-to-weight ratio right, their hydroplane could really fly. But those sponsons better do their job, otherwise they could be flipping out of the competition. Over the wall, our down-to-earth jousters are going for a more traditional speedboat design.
Looking at sort of probably quite a wide hull form to get buoyancy and lift.
Motorcycle engine, shaft-driven.
Yeah.
I want something to transfer the engine to the water, like a propeller or a jet unit or something like that.
The Yorkshire Men of War are going back to speedboat basics. They want to make a very stable, wide-bottomed hull. To get a good power-to-weight ratio, they'll need a big engine and a good, strong propeller. The Jousters' boat should be stable and relatively straightforward to build. But if they don't get enough oomph, they'll be left dead in the water by the Hampshire Constabulary's flying squad.
Let's go!
Away
you go, Tom.
And they're off. The battle is on to find the best bits of scrap to make up super slick, speedy boats. And straight away, it's a face-off.
We're on some traffic lights.
I'll tip it over, mind you.
Bobby's, Andy and Les are on foot patrol tracking down parts for a high-tech hydroplane. Captain Andy will throw them in the cells if they pedal this back. This jet ski looks more seaworthy. Andy reckons it could be cut up to make those stabilising sponsons.
Gee, there's stuff everywhere, isn't there? Yeah, that looks nice.
With a cup of tea on board, jousters Scotty and Sparky are taking a more leisurely approach to speedboat scavenging.
How do we get that off there?
Jousters, hey there, how's it going?
Not too bad. Up to now.
Now, I thought you were supposed to be making boats and you're hanging out of a transit van. What's that all about then, Sparky?
We're going to use the roof. It's upside down at the minute.
Ah.
We're going to turn it over, fill this back in, and hopefully it'll float.
Now, being jousters, of course, you're used to riding horses, but have you had any experience at all with boats?
I haven't done, but Sparky has. He's built a few.
Have you, Sparky?
Mm,
what boats have you built then?
Well, I built a sailing boat and a speed boat, and I used to own a fishing boat at one time.
Do you think you're going to win?
Of course we're going to win.
Yay.
We're going to try.
The cops and bodgers are working on a new lead. Andy reckons this car roof could make a hull for their lightweight, skimmy speedboat. With the car safely impounded, it's straight back to the station.
Keep going all the way. Keep it going.
I can't see where I'm going here.
Hey, do you mind stepping out of the vehicle, please, sir?
Certainly, officer.
It does not look like a roadworthy vehicle. Has this got a test certificate, sir?
It should be in the glove compartment. The wife said she'd done it.
Have you got this for the engine, then? Is that what this is for, or the bodywork?
Hopefully both. Engine and roof might be useful.
It's got a bit of a hole, of course, but... Oh, yeah, there's that. The sunroof thing. You want to put a bit of tape over that, would be all right.
Yeah.
Big effort tape. So I suppose you better gun this back up to...
Better get this back to the boss, because he has been roaring.
He's given us a hard time today. Really bad, he's been a bit of a taskmaster.
Is he like that at work, though? Is that not his normal way of working?
He's a waste of space at work.
Is it? He doesn't care what happens.
I think the power's gone to his head.
Yeah.
So here he goes again.
He's really not going to let you off, is he?
What now? We're talking to someone important, so just bat out.
Let's take this home then.
All right.
All right. Cheers, Rob.
See you again. See you later on.
Dueling jouster Scotty is using some sledgehammer siege techniques to break down this van. Our medieval maniacs reckon this roof could make one mean hull. They could carry an army of knights on this.
Must be. Yes,
ready for a lift?
It's not light.
You cut off right at the front. Well done. All we need is two big lads to give us a lift.
Yeah,
what do we need?
Yeah. Now we find out how heavy it is.
Right, let it down, you lads.
It's going to take a lot of Yorkshire muscle to manhandle this monster roof.
Yep.
Don't crack the hull.
And it'll need a huge engine to ever turn it into a speedboat.
Okay. Yeah.
This is where I don't drive.
Do you not want to drive after the great honour of cutting it off? Don't you want to drive? Steady that, man. Come on, lads, that's it.
Come on, let's...
Right, well, come on, boys, I can manage this hand on my own.
Ooh, jousters.
As long as I don't trip over the tyres, I'll be all right.
Are you a big fan of speedboats, Tom?
Oh, yes, yeah, quite like a fast life, yeah.
Fast boats? Fast cars? Fast women?
No, slow women, so I can catch them.
What's the next job you've got to do to this?
Probably strip out what we don't need on it first, then see if we can make it a little bit more streamlined. We've got a few holes and a little bit of...
Is that worrying you?
No, I've had holes on boats before, so...
Do you know that kind of glamorous image that speedboats have?
Mm.
Do you think you'd be able to have a little kind of little area on the back, maybe, for sunbathing?
Well,
maybe you can be speeding across the French Riviera, you, Sparky, and Scotty out in the back like that.
I can't really see you turning up at Monaco on this in the jet set, but...
Oh, I don't know.
It'd be different.
It would be different.
Turn ahead, as they say.
You're doing about the Scrappy Challenge way, don't you? If there's a quick way,
do it.
Yeah.
The cops are on a roll. They've got an engine, a car, a roof for a hull. And the bobbies on the beat are on the trail of a propeller.
Hey, Les, there's a couple of props down the bottom here, look. We'll take it. I'll give it to you. There's another one thrown at the back here.
These chaps could be up for a promotion at this rate.
A little bit small.
But expert Stuart is sounding pretty sniffy about the props.
Not especially high performance job, but that is too small.
These puny props are just not good enough for expert Stuart's high-tech ambitions.
Deep enough curving on it.
Judging our wannabe speed freaks is reigning offshore powerboat world champion, Steve Curtis. Out on water, Steve leaves rivals in his wake.
They go fast. I mean, like, seriously fast.
Yeah, we run about 170 miles an hour.
On water,
yeah.
Which you have to steer in, and I cannot imagine what it's like being in them, because you're not sort of standing behind a little windshield with a cap on, then that kind of
quite.
Speed, are you?
No, we're sitting in a special pod, like a Formula One car racing pod,
right.
And then we've got a windshield which is about 19 mil, 3/4 inch thick,
wow.
Which is made up of three laminates, same as they use on an F-16 fighter plane.
I've got a feeling that our teams aren't really facing quite that level of discomfort.
Well, looking around, no, not at all. But they might get wet though, because they might have to swim and push.
Right.
By the looks of things.
Right. The jousters roof is enormous.
Yeah, it is massive. Yeah, that's going to be a very stable, wide platform that right. will go a certain speed ish
yeah.
and be okay.
Right.
Now, yeah. I've got some bodgers over here. I've got something that's a bit high tech. In fact, very high tech. I mean, if this one works, it should be a much faster
right.
boat.
Who's your money on then? Which team design is your money on at the moment, Steve?
Well, design wise, if they had a load more time, it would obviously be in the Cops and
Bodgers. Right.
But if it's actually getting there on the day and going round and making it, it's got to be on the Jousters.
So you're going with the Jousters now?
No.
Right.
I'm going to go with the Cops and Bodgers. Because I always like to go with the long shot.
The Hampshire Bobbers are re-examining their evidence. Expert Stuart's shaking his head again. Now he thinks that a 2-litre engine is too big to float their boat.
Let's have a look at the...
What about the roof, then?
The roof...
It's thin steel.
Yeah.
We can get that off.
He's not looking very happy about using that as a hull.
Well, that's just looking at the size of it, it's pretty small, isn't it? But
it's back to square one for the Bobbers and their meticulous expert.
The Cops and Bodgers are not happy. They've just been huddling in the police station.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gone very, very wobbly. Because they were going to use the roof of that estate car, because that was light and sleek and small and fast and all those special terms that they've been using. That's out.
Yes, but at least he's realised it early on, because if they'd gone and built it and then got it down to the test date it all sunk, it would have been nasty.
No.
It's a disaster for the police. Upmarket boat builder Stuart has vetoed their engine, hull and props. Maybe he's forgotten he's not on the Solent, but out in a scrap heap.
Teams, you have 8 hours remaining. 8 hours of construction time remaining, teams.
Taking this front off.
On the other side of the fence, the Jousters' humongous hull may just float, but if they don't find a big enough engine, they'll be chugging along on race day.
So will the long arm of the law's tricky trimaran leave them overstretched, or will the Jousters go overboard with their monolithic monohull? Join us after the break, and don't speed away.
The Cops and Bodgers are stuck up a creek with no sign of a paddle.
Right. Yeah. This is frustrating because it's right, get on, what's going to do now?
Get on, get the grips or something.
Their plan to build a high-tech speedboat has hit an iceberg. Expert Stuart has rejected their hull, engine and props, and the boys in blue are starting to go red in the face.
Yeah.
At least the Jousters have a hull, but it hardly looks speedy.
That's a smashing hull, that.
Scotty and Sparky are hunting down a big engine to power it.
I think I found an engine, Tom. Just let me have a closer look.
It may just be a motorbike, but the Jousters reckon that 1,000cc engine could pack some punch.
It's shaft-driven as well.
That's good.
Would you like to bring it?
I can't get it in my pocket, I don't think. We'll have to have assistance. It'll only take us minutes and it'll give you something to do, won't it? Instead of sitting on your fat.
Stung into action by that unchivalrous remark, Captain Tom throws his weight into bringing back that mechanical steed. They've got the power, now all they need is a prop, and then the knights can start thinking knots.
She'll do.
The Cops have really got the blues. They're looking for a lightweight hull for their high-tech hydroplane, and they're getting desperate.
How do you feel about it's a long-wheelbase Land Rover. It's got aluminium hard top.
It's far bigger and heavier than they originally wanted. But with half the day gone, the Coppers know they're living on borrowed time.
Oh, you've broken it. No, it's already like that.
Stuart's plans for a lightweight, sleek, skimming speedboat are rapidly going down the drain.
Whoa, wait.
It's difficult getting high speeds from boats because they have to travel through water, which causes resistance or drag. The best way to pick up speed is to design a boat where most of the hull lifts out of the water and can skim or plane along the top of the waves, minimising drag. Speedboats plane because they have light, hydrodynamic hulls and powerful engines, ensuring a good power-to-weight ratio. Both of our teams now have heavy hulls, so they'll need lots of power to ever get planing. Without enough grunt, their speedboats will perform like barges.
There's yet another problem with the Copper's hull. It's open at both ends, so to stop it sinking, they'll have to build it up.
If we cut it there,
yeah,
fit that to the Land Rover roof, and then use that.
This
just
bit
flat
here.
Out.
Okay, so this will be our highest point.
So that'll be the front.
That's cool.
And that'll be the Land Rover roof.
Andy had better make those welds strong, or the cops will get that sinking feeling.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining.
Six hours
remaining, mehearties.
We'll go on making the back of the hull the transom bit.
Chief Jouster Tom assembles his knights. There's a big hole in their plan.
Right, Jouster, we've got the hull, and we've got an engine, hopefully. What we need now is some sort of thing to propel it, don't we?
We need a prop.
The Jousters are sunk without a prop. And it'll need to be big and beefy to shift their hefty hull.
At least we've got a boat that will float then, that'd be a good start.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful ship, isn't it, Tom? It's not a boat, it's a ship.
Ship?
It's huge.
It's party size.
Is it going to go fast? I suppose is one of the questions I'm wondering about.
It go as fast as we can paddle it.
Yeah.
I just sort of worry. I just get anxious now at this time of day when there's, not an obvious lump or something. But, I mean, I know that, you know, suddenly you'll put the engine in and it'll sort of start to take shape, but I've got a bit of anxiety.
Do you think we will? I'm worried as well.
Are you worried as well, Tom?
Yeah,
worried this time.
Yeah.
Now that really worries me if you're worried.
The traffic cops have found an illegally parked vehicle that has a 1.6-litre engine. They reckon the engine is a runner, but our bobbies can't resist checking out the rest of the motor.
Standing clear?
Yep.
You got any sweets in your
pocket? No, I left them in the build area.
It's no good.
Andy and Les have a relaxed attitude to police work. They even have time for a joyride.
Mind the pedal. Oh!
Hey! Watch out!
Not the pedal!
That would run in the other way round.
No, we have to say, man.
I'm joking.
You're never satisfied.
There's kind of gaping hole really in the back of the Land Rover roof, isn't
you
there?
Notice, that's right. I mean, if you go fast enough, it doesn't really matter that. You can sort of keep the water out, but no.
That's very optimistic. If you go fast enough, you can keep the water out.
If we're being towed by something fast.
Yeah, but seriously, you're going to have to go like the clappers, aren't you?
We're
going
to go right. Skates on.
Well, stop talking to us then.
He doesn't mean that.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours construction time remaining. I thank you, teams.
The Jousters are in a pickle in their pursuit to find a propeller. It doesn't look like a prop, but Scotty wants to show off this lump of old metal. Ex-boat builder Sparky drops everything.
Yes.
It's not a propeller, it's an impeller, a very powerful pump used to drive a jet ski.
Don't let that out of your sight.
It's the best news they've had for hours.
Isn't it?
An impeller works in a similar way to a propeller, except it's encased in a water-filled tube. The blades of the impeller rotate at a very high speed, sucking water up through the housing and squirting it out of the back with great force, driving the jet ski forward. That impeller may pack a powerful punch on a lightweight jet ski, but it looks pretty puny in the Jouster's heavyweight hull.
So how fast do you think the Jousters are going to be able to go in that thing? I mean, it doesn't look very hopeful at the moment.
Well, I think the fastest they're going to go is probably on the trailer to the event. I don't think it's going to go up on plane, yeah, so they're going to be...
Just chugging through the water, really.
I mean, the whole thing about these things is it's powered with weight. And they've gone out and found the heaviest rooftop they can find.
And a very small engine.
And they haven't got much push in it. They've got this little tiny jet, and they've got...
And they're putting it on a ship.
Yes.
So the Jousters have got some serious problems, and even if they actually manage to build all that in time, what they're going to end up with is an underpowered, oversized, heavy boat.
Exactly. Whereas the Cops and the Bodgers, they've got this really complicated craft.
Yeah.
And they had this slow start where they came up with one idea and they sort of rattled along and that, and then completely changed.
Yeah.
I think if I'd have been out there, I'd have been looking for a little tiny windsurfer or
right.
something really small that you just get in. And what they've done is get a big engine, big rooftop, and it does seem like they're both a little bit lost at this stage.
Right.
The Jousters' hull is finally ready to take on the engine, and Sparky's broken into a gallop sorting out that impeller.
We don't usually rush this much, do we, John? Except when the ship's sinking. That's to go out the back.
The impeller looks lost in that hangar of a hull, and expert Adam is troubled.
One of the worries with this is whether we are going to get enough thrust out of it. Mm. So it's a fairly small unit.
We can wheel the car back out.
Yeah.
There's nothing small about the Copper's 1.6-litre engine. They wanted to build a sleek, skimming speedboat. Now they've got a huge hull and a heavy engine.
Those drawings look so much better than our machines. Can we take a drawing to the lake?
It might not be pretty, but if they find a powerful prop, they could turn out to be laughing policemen.
So, with the tide on the turn, will the Cops and Bodgers make a rapid response? Or can the Jousters end with a gallop? Find out after the break.
Hampshire Bobby's plan to go light and nippy has been kicked into touch. They've bagged a large car engine to help shift their Land Rover roof hull. And if they collar a punchy propeller, they could be onto a winner.
The Jousters also have a huge hull, but they want to make waves with a motorbike engine linked up to a piffling impeller pump. At the moment, their incredible hulk hardly shouts speed.
This is going to be as close to the bottom as possible, isn't it?
But things could be looking up.
Can I carry it?
Let's have a look.
Adam and Sparky have spotted another jet ski.
It comes out there.
What they don't know is that the Bobbies bagged it earlier.
Have we definitely decided to get rid of our jet ski?
No.
Because the other team are looking at it.
We haven't got rid of that. We just moved stuff out of the way to get the car in. That's still ours.
Yeah. Okay? Just take it off. No, you don't want that.
Andy moves in with some friendly but firm strong-arm tactics, and the daylight robbers are let off with a caution.
I'll treat that impeller to a hammer.
The knights are forced to retreat and not happy with the copper's rough justice.
I hope the boat sinks.
Our bodging bobbies are packing excess weight and have decided to go on a slimming programme. And there's more progress on the hull. They've given it a ship-shaped prow.
It's a boat!
Yeah!
The coppers take to the beat to try and plod the dents out of their patchwork hull. They'll need a smooth surface to ever get up on the plane. And then there's the small matter of one or two holes.
It's not going to sink in the short test.
No, it shouldn't do.
A bit of water doesn't matter.
Look, we left you portholes, mate. What do you want? You can see out when you're sinking.
We'll give you a snorkel.
Yeah. Ripping the carpet up.
I love that carpet.
Why are you ripping it up, Ellie?
For lightness.
Stu, when you sort of started this morning, you know, you had clearly from the board, a beautifully elegant plan.
Yeah.
Which you've naturally had to kind of develop and advance to the state that we now see.
Yeah.
I mean, have you kind of lowered your expectations a bit of what you might be able to achieve? Or do you still think you can get up there?
You've got to you've got to be realistic. I think we have to lower our expectations a bit, but I mean, right, it's got to get, you know, finished, and then, you know, we'll see. It might be surprising. You know.
don't commit yourself in any way, then, really.
No,
it
you
might be surprising.
Yeah, it might. Well, let's hope so. What's it been like working with the police all day, Sue? Has it been all right? They've been good.
They've been fantastic, yeah. they've been going for it.
Yeah. We go to his barbecue on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
He doesn't know it yet.
Oh, right. Poor man. You can have a big barbie pit in here. I mean, you can get like four roast pigs all the way along. That'd be great. Guys, hey, you better get on. I'll leave you.
Star.
All right, take
cheers,
care.
Thank you.
All
right.
Four roast pigs, did you say?
Yeah, roast pigs.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Those northern nights need more power. If they can't find a propeller or even another impeller, they may have to fall on their swords.
We better take something back. We've not took them anything back for about an hour.
I know.
But their long search is finally over. Sparky's got his gauntlets firmly gripped round their holy grail.
All right.
He's unearthed another impeller, and maybe the jouster's boat has finally come in.
Sparky! Look at that arm.
Hey, we've got a matching pair.
To get double whammy thrust from their impellers, the jousters have to link them up. They'll drive one impeller directly from the motorbike engine and then connect the other impeller using a chain and two sprockets so that both pumps turn simultaneously. It's a tricky bit of engineering, and if those sprockets aren't exactly aligned, they could lose power and the chain could even fly off.
The police are putting the finishing touches to the hull, but with nothing to propel it, it'll be stuck in dry dock.
It's got three blades. Three, so that's what we wanted, so we'll try.
Andy should get a commendation for finding props, but what will expert Stuart make of this one?
Yeah, that's the baby. Good. That's the baby.
Expert Stuart's smiling because they found a really posh prop. It's surface piercing, which means it's only slightly submerged in the water. Most propellers are positioned under the boat and driven by a shaft running from the engine, causing a certain amount of water resistance or drag. Surface piercing props are placed at the stern of a boat, causing minimal drag. The cops will pick up extra speed, but setting that prop at exactly the right angle could give them a real headache.
Nabbing that surface-piercing prop means the police may break the speed limit. Their problem now is, do they have enough time to fit it up?
That's the problem. It's not square,
they're
going to lose it.
Our cops and bodgers have just maybe gone a little bit too high-tech.
Right.
And at this late stage, you're finding it too difficult to lighten it up, get the shaft angle right, get the propeller on the back and get the engine working. They've hit a lot of obstacles. Right. And I'm starting to swain.
Are you?
Yes.
You're swaying towards the jousters?
Yeah, the jousters. What they've got, they found another pump. They've found another jet unit. So I think there might be a chance that they've got enough oomph.
Right.
You know, and that's made all the difference to me.
Right.
So,
I see. So your money is now firmly with the jousters then?
Like I've always said. Robert.
With the judge's words ringing in their ears, the police have switched into top gear.
We need to brace it up so it can't roll over like that.
With the engine mounted, it's onto the tricky task of aligning that prop shaft.
Yeah, that fits in there.
It doesn't matter which way it goes.
Strongest prop shaft.
That looks like it's there.
I can have this image of these beautiful aerodynamic gliding through the water, fast speed boats, you know, with me lying on the back deck in a bikini with vodka martini. But that isn't really going to happen, is it?
It's got two bulk carriers, really.
Yes.
They could sort of carry large amounts of grain.
Or potatoes.
Around the coast, or potatoes, or coal.
Yes.
You'd be good at that.
The jousters are starting to canter. The motorbike engine now has a supporting frame, and it's all ready to mount into the hull.
Good,
I've no fear. The jousters are here.
Go on, John, let it out.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining.
Put one in here like this one.
The pressure is on the knights to attach their impellers, and luckily one of the team is on top of the situation.
I don't understand how you're doing this.
Well, I do, so that's all right.
So we're cut through now, then we can offer this all up in position.
Okay. They're on to the tricky task of lining the impellers up to the engine.
Back to where you want, isn't it?
Whoa, try that.
It's the toughest test of the day, and if the Knights mess this up, they're in for a dose of double trouble. Impeller pumps only work underwater, so the jousters have to encase theirs in a watertight housing. They'll drill a hole in the bottom of the boat to suck water in, and another hole in the back so water can be forced out. It's a tall order. Not only have they got to drill more holes in their leaky hull, if their housing isn't completely sealed, the impellers won't work. The boat will start to flood, and they could even sink. But to finish, the jousters must first furnish their boat.
Oh, it's all beautifully balanced in the middle. It's all looking good. It's got a bit at the back. It looks like a boat.
Yeah, good centre of gravity.
Good centre of gravity. And then driver's seat.
Lots of power.
Got your cargo room up here, you put your coal.
Not quite sure where the stereo is going at the moment. But no.
Can you guess, give us a vague guess now of how fast it will go?
The big question is, if we can get the power down and get it up and lifted and onto the plane, if we can do that, then maybe 30, 35 mile an hour, something like that.
Which is sort of, looks like a fast speedboat.
If we can get up over the hump and get it running, then we can get some speed. But that's the big question.
Yeah. There don't seem to be any planing doubts back at the police station. The cops have resurrected the sponson plan and are cutting up an old suitcase. The sponsons will give their hull stability and stop it rolling over at high speed.
I say, Les, you do look very comfortable there. You've got your rudder in your hand. He looks very happy there, doesn't he?
I'm almost nautical, aren't I?
Almost nautical. Do you think this is going to be watertight, the first most important thing?
Yeah.
Handy, you shook your head. Come on, a bit
I meant to go like that.
Is it going to be kind of like a wheelie boat? Are you going to be your bottom end sort of sitting down on the top end?
No, hopefully it'll be reasonably flat if you've got it about right. It should be sort of going just nice.
You don't really know, do you, Stu?
No, got no idea at all.
Oh, we'll be rumbled.
Put on to the...
Teams, you have 10 minutes remaining, teams, that's all.
It's heads down and all hands on deck as our weary teams pull out the stops to finish off their boats.
Time's up, teams!
Cops and bodges, you finished your beat!
Jousters, put down your swords, because tomorrow it's going to be war on water! Well done, teams!
Well done, teams!
Will the Copson Bodgers Land Rover roof, propeller and old suitcases allow them to give chase?
And will the jousters' monolithic monster, made from an old van roof powered by impellers, get them to galloping speed? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to our speedboat stunner, where the scene is set for what promises to be the raciest water sprint in Scrap Heap history. So you better hold on tight!
Our teams must push their scrappy speedboats to the limit in a watery race against the clock. Our speedboat crews will have to career round our course. They've got three goes each, and the team with the fastest individual lap is the winner.
We've allowed our teams 1 hour to bring their boats fully up to speed. The cops and bodgers are filling up some gaping holes in their hull and painting everything in sight.
The jousters need a lift and some maintenance on their twin impeller drives.
Ah, morning, shipmates. This is looking very Bristol fashion.
Yeah.
So that, so when they, so they're both, are they free turning now? Can we give them?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, what's that grating noise?
That's just the impellers.
Just doing a bit,
just a little bit
of natural
honing,
honing in.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a noise when it's in water.
No, of course not. No, it'll be lubricated by the water. Thank you, Scotty. Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. How are we, Captain Bodgers? How fast do you think it's going to go?
150. Which way's the wind blowing?
How strong is that wind?
Yeah. Okay, the thing I've seen this is new. Is this for her safety guard?
That is basically all that lies between disaster and myself, I think, yeah.
All that lies between you and certain death.
Yeah, not a lot, really.
I've been worried about the prop shaft between his legs.
Yeah, that is really quite worrying. Especially as it's quite wobbly.
You've got a wobbly prop shaft between your legs and a very small fire guard in front of you.
Yes.
Please be careful, Stu.
I'm going to try to be careful, yeah.
The course is clear. The judge awaits. It's time to go racing. The jousters are up first, and it's Adam in the saddle.
Jousters, time to throw all caution to the wind in our salty, speedy Sea Dog Challenge.
It's steady as she goes down the straight.
I'm so scared that we're going to snap or fly off.
Keep it going! Keep it going! Come on!
Adam's easing that van roof round the buoy.
And it's going some.
Keep it going!
Keep it going!
Now, keep it going!
It's the home stretch, and Adam's letting it rip with impeller power.
He's smoking now.
With a superb burst of speed, Adam's smoking it to the finish.
That was amazing. That was for a first run. I mean, I don't know how much more he's got there, but obviously when he came back, he really let fly, didn't he? So
if he really gives it some, he can get that in both directions.
Yeah.
Jousters! You've done it! You've got it! There he got back! How does that feel?
Oh, great.
Yeah. How does it feel for you, Adam?
It was actually quite close to getting up on the plane and going. It was just nearly there. We just needed a bit of weight up forward to bring the bow down. Yeah, another couple of runs, I think we could get it up and plane.
You ready?
It's Stuart's turn for the Cops and Bodgers. Can they beat the jousters?
All right, Cops and Bodgers, let's be having you. Proceed to the start line.
Go, Stu! Go, Stu! Go, Stu! Go,
yes.
Go!
Look, he's giving it more and more.
That powerful prop is throwing up lots of spray, but he's not getting much speed.
It didn't quite plane, though.
It's still ploughing rather than planing.
Yeah.
With a bit of rudder action, he's gently around the buoy.
The engine was starting to smoke a little bit, but apart from that, he's going great guns. Over.
At last, Stuart has opened her up.
Keep going! Keep going! Yeah!
It was a great last spurt, but did he leave it just too late?
Well, that was a pretty good performance by Stuart, wasn't it, on that first run? I mean, that was
fantastic. Because the bottom line was the boat had never been in the water before. So he'd never been in it. He probably has never driven anything quite like a Land Rover roof before. It took nerves of steel, I think. I think he did a fantastic job.
That's Stu.
Excellent.
And it works.
Stu, how did that feel? Because you took it slightly gently to start with, didn't you? Then opened it up.
Actually, although it's a very, very shaky ride, it doesn't seem to be, trying to kill me yet.
And the prop shaft between your legs isn't giving you too much trouble.
My mind completely cleared when I got out there, and I just thought, all right, this is it. Go for it.
Although Stuart managed a great last-minute surge, he trailed 17 seconds behind the jousters' rip-roaring ride, which took just 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Jousters, it's time to mount your monolithic monohull. Ready, Sir Knights?
Adam's at the helm, and he's not looking happy.
Whoa!
It's a long way to the other end.
That boat is making some rather ominous noises.
I think he's lost drive. I think without drive, he's like a duck out of water.
Yeah.
All he can do is limp back to the jetty.
Seems to have lost our gears.
Have we got it? We're there.
You've got a very worried-looking captain, a very worried-looking team. The question is, can they get it for another run?
The jousters are in deep water. The impeller housing is leaking and their chain has slipped off its sprockets.
We need a connector for that chain.
That's a shame, because it looked like it was going all right when he started off.
Yeah, unfortunately, now he's missed his time slot. We're going to have to disqualify him from that run. But if they can get it back to the dock
and fix it up,
they can do the third run. I think that's only fair.
The jousters have hit a duck this time, but they still have the fastest single round. And the heat is on those boating bobbies.
Yes, Joe!
Okay, cops and bodgers, spark up your blues and twos and heavy on the loud pedal.
Stewart's determined to get maximum revs, and he's going for it.
Wow, look at that spray!
That is very impressive.
Look at the spray coming out of
the
way.
Go! Go!
He's rocketing along, and he's not even slowing down to take the corner.
Oh, there he goes! There he goes! The speed of that!
He's misjudged the bend. He's nearly over.
Come on!
Almost went over.
Almost did, didn't
he? He's still afloat, but this cop is all over the shop.
Get back!
Something's broken.
He seems like some steering. That would appear to be the problem rather than the actual engine itself.
He's
slowing down.
Lost the steering.
Come on!
Stewart's managed to get her home, but he's not very happy.
Oh, dear.
Did you lose control going around the buoy?
Well, yeah, the rudder span out and it's folded it over, it's bent, and I couldn't get any control. As soon as I got on the plane on the way back, it just would go off on its own.
You thought you were doing a handbrake turn, didn't you?
When the back end came around, that was it. That was the rudder way.
You'll be very careful. This lot will arrest you if you do that again. You've had your warning.
Careless driving, yeah.
Are you going to be able to tinker with that and get it straight again?
Yeah!
Weekend tinker.
That'll be running again.
After a very fast start, Stewart's tight cornering has left the cops with a time of 3 minutes and 49 seconds. So after two rounds, the jousters are still in the lead with a time of 2 minutes 10.
Those crafty knights have cobbled up a quick fix, but can it hold up for one last race?
Jousters, this is your last chance to show who's top sea dog.
Adam's certainly putting his foot down. But he's looking far from ship shape.
It seems to be pouring out a huge amount of blue smoke.
Oh, lots of smoke.
He's chugging round the turn.
Look at that.
Lisa to Robert, I'm starting to wonder if he's catching fire on there.
Adam's certainly in the hot seat.
Oh, something's gone.
There's a bit of a bang.
Oh, he's holding his hand. He must be in dear trouble now. By gum.
He's out, but not down. The jousters still have the fastest time.
What do you think has gone wrong?
Chains just snapped.
A sad end to the jousters' efforts, but this competition is still wide open.
Nice one. Woo-hoo!
It's the final shout. The police are chasing a top time of 2 minutes 10.
Cops and bodgers, the eyes of the Hampshire Constabulary are upon you, but you have our permission to speed.
Here we go!
Go!
You are Stewart! Stewart
floors it, and he's up on the plane.
Oh, he's going now, he's on plane.
He's on plane, isn't he?
Incredible! He's taken off at a great speed. Let's just hope he can get round the buoy in one piece this time.
He proceeds with caution around the buoy, but he's still flying.
Go!
And he charges back down the straight.
That is fantastic.
Well done, cops and bodgers!
That was a cracking run by the cops and bodgers. The rapid response team flew to victory with an amazing time of 1 minute and 37 seconds.
Well, it's been a watery, fast, furious and exciting day. But the winners this week are the cops and bodgers. And commiserations, but well done to the jousters. You did really well.
And if that rocked your boat, join us next week for more spectacular spills and thrills.
Yes! Oh, no!